Why does he retreat after the most intimate moments? Why does he seem emotionally absent even when physically present? For decades, women have wrestled with these questions, often blaming themselves or their partners for what feels like an unbridgeable gap. Barbara DeAngelis's Secrets About Men Every Woman Should Know became a cultural phenomenon, not because it revealed shocking truths, but because it finally named what millions of women had been experiencing in silence. The book sold over 3 million copies and earned Oprah's endorsement as required reading because it offered something revolutionary: compassion for both genders. Drawing from 15 years of counseling thousands of couples, DeAngelis doesn't just decode men, she illuminates the patterns women unknowingly adopt that sabotage their own happiness. Understanding men begins with understanding ourselves. Men carry thousands of years of programming that no longer serves modern relationships. The prehistoric hunter couldn't show weakness because survival depended on appearing invincible. That same genetic memory explains why your partner refuses to ask for directions, struggles with emotional conversations, and chooses the restaurant seat facing the room. He's unconsciously scanning for threats that no longer exist. For millennia, women adapted to male dominance because pregnancy created dependence on men who controlled resources. The early 20th century shattered this arrangement when women demanded equality, creating an unprecedented crisis. Women themselves became uncertain, wanting liberation yet traditional courtesies, asking men to be vulnerable yet finding weakness unattractive. Today's men face contradictory expectations, embodying emotional openness while conditioned for stoicism from birth. Boys are described as stronger, pushed toward independence, taught that tears equal weakness. Understanding this conditioning transforms frustration into compassion, creating space for genuine connection rather than constant conflict. The mother-child dynamic destroys romantic relationships. It emerges when you find his keys, pick up his clothes, play verbal guessing games. What's wrong? Nothing. Remind him constantly, manage his responsibilities, and correct him endlessly. Women fall into this pattern through cultural conditioning to nurture, unconsciously modeling their mother's relationships, and fear of abandonment. This dynamic devastates relationships by breeding resentment, creating feelings of incompetence that lower his self-esteem, and killing sexual passion. You can't maintain attraction towards someone you treat like a child. Breaking this pattern requires going cold turkey. Stop finding his keys, picking up his clothes, and choosing his outfits. Eliminate mommy talk and scolding. When assigning responsibilities, let him experience consequences rather than rescuing him from mistakes. List your mothering behaviors, discuss them openly, and work together to create an adult relationship. The sexual energy suppressed by this dynamic will naturally resurface when you relate as equals. Women often sacrifice themselves by abandoning personal interests, distancing from loved ones, becoming emotional chameleons who mold into whatever partners want, and giving up dreams to help men achieve theirs. Like Janice, who spent 3 years pretending to love wrestling, women suppress authentic preferences to please men. This self-sacrifice stems from thousands of years of conditioning. Women have watched mothers and grandmothers sacrifice talents and careers. Many glamorize sacrifice as achievement rather than pursuing real dreams. It's easier to say, "I could have become an attorney but sacrificed for Henry," than face personal challenges. The consequences are devastating. When you sacrifice who you are to be loved more by someone else, you end up loving yourself less. Each sacrifice gives away a piece of yourself until you feel empty. This loss leads to resentment toward yourself for what you've done and toward the man who typically doesn't love you the way you wanted anyway. To stop sacrificing yourself, list all the ways you've sacrificed for love in past relationships, identify the people and interests important to you, and commit to your own dreams rather than becoming an empty vessel waiting for a man to fill you up. Perhaps the most heartbreaking mistake women make is falling in love with potential rather than reality. DeAngelis confesses she made this mistake repeatedly, finding men who needed fixing and dedicating herself to helping them emotionally, financially, and professionally. She wasn't in relationships, she was working on projects. Women fall for potential in two ways: going on emotional rescue missions by finding men unwilling to help themselves, or waiting for small glimpses of tenderness from men who don't love them well. Like Erica, who spent 19 unhappy years with emotionally closed-off Arnold, waiting for the sweet little boy inside to emerge. This pattern persists because it lets women avoid their own destinies while feeling responsible for someone else. It provides validation through demonstrating patience and helpfulness. When the man doesn't change, women get to feel like failures and punish themselves. To stop falling for potential, focus creative energies on your own life and identify what you're avoiding by rescuing men. Find a man who takes responsibility for fixing himself. Ask about his personal goals early and evaluate whether his actions match his words. You deserve someone who shows up fully formed, not a fixer-upper project. Women often become love martyrs, sacrificing self-respect and dignity. Warning signs include tiptoeing around partners, feeling disrespected, acting differently with partners than friends, and defending poor treatment. Each instance of accepting disrespect creates a negative self-esteem cycle, where decreased confidence makes standing up for yourself harder. Many women become so accustomed to poor treatment, they don't recognize they deserve better, like adapting to uncomfortable shoes. They often swing between extremes, acting like a wimp by being overly accommodating, then rebelling and becoming a bitch in reaction. Women also fill in emotional blanks, compensating for men's emotional limitations. They initiate relationship conversations, say "I love you" first, remember anniversaries, and suggest counseling, constantly trying to read their partner's emotions rather than asking directly. To stop overgiving, list all the ways you fill in blanks, then give your partner opportunities to step up. Let silence persist in conversations, allow special dates to pass without reminder, or resist smoothing over conflicts immediately. When you stop filling in blanks, your partner will either rise to the occasion or their true disinterest will be revealed. Becoming who you dream of being requires understanding yourself as a woman, not just understanding men. Too often, women focus on transforming men while neglecting their own magnificent feminine spirit. Create lasting change through concrete actions. Identify your relationship mistakes and emotional patterns. Create a personalized relationship rulebook with guidelines for maintaining dignity. Build a support system of women who understand your journey and refuse disrespectful treatment. While you can serve as an emotional midwife, helping a man access feelings, you cannot force him to open up. The relationship shifts from power struggles to cooperation only when he commits to becoming loving and giving. You deserve a partner who meets you halfway, who shows up fully, who chooses you as powerfully as you choose him. That's not a fantasy. That's the relationship waiting when you stop sacrificing yourself and start honoring the magnificent woman you already are.